Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. This is a special bonus episode, the continuation of our Dads Tell All special segment for our 100th episode. So Shauna, what do you think? Should we get back into these questions that we have for our husbands?
Absolutely. All right, guys, here is our next question. It's from Leah. She's from the UK. She says, what did you find was the hardest part of having a newborn to adapt to? For example, sleep routine being messed up or not having time for yourself. She definitely wants to hear from your point of view so she can help her hubby out if he has any issues because she is 37 weeks pregnant.
Oh, wow.
Well, congrats, first of all.
Congrats, yeah. That's so cool.
It's a super exciting time. And as a new dad, the first thing you notice is the lack of sleep, obviously. It's so cliche, but isn't really something that you understand until you go through it, that it's just hard to think and hard to operate heavy machinery. But when we had Elle, I had to go back to work at 2 weeks because I was a contractor and I basically took 2 weeks unpaid as my paternity leave. And going back at 2 weeks and still very much in the thick of having a newborn and being lack of sleep, and my job is to read and write things. And I found it incredibly difficult to sit at that desk sleep deprived in low light and reading scripts and writing. And it was just rough. But, you know, I got to come home during lunch and spend time with the baby and, you know, check in on everybody. And it was nice in that way. The second time around with Cece was completely different experience because I got to take 16 weeks paid time off and hang out with the family during the day. But I was still dropping Elle off at daycare because we wanted to keep her routine the same and give her a sense of security. And
preschool,
also,
though, I mean, yeah, you know, so it was like, you know, somewhat educational.
Yeah. And it's the most amazing preschool in LA, basically.
Oh,
and
is it not? Your own horn there.
Oh, you know. Well,
it's a fantastic preschool.
It's a fantastic preschool, and we're super lucky that my job has it on the lot. But felt guilty because I wanted to spend time with both of them, but you know, I really wanted to bond with Cece and have that experience that I didn't have with Elle. And
juggling two kids is a completely different situation. Having your second is just like, it's just so different. Your attention is just pulled in so many different directions. And it's hard to feel like you're ever giving enough to one particular child.
Yeah. I didn't want that bonding time to be split. And I also wanted to help you as much as possible and to have Elle running around being a... What was she, 2-something-year-old?
3.
3-year-old.
No, you did a really good job, though.
You were
though,
doing really good there for a minute. you were nailing it.
Hey, I listened to the episodes, Corey.
No.
You were nailing it.
No, Steve is right. She was 2 and 11 months when Cece was born.
Thank you.
Good point.
Thank you.
That is true.
So, yeah.
I don't know why you're helping him.
it just seemed like it was going to be a lot of work, and I really wanted to spend my focus on Cece and Shauna.
And that short film poster you worked on a lot.
Huh? I worked on it a lot?
No, I don't know. I was just thinking, like, I was breastfeeding a lot, and I think you were working on creative projects.
Well, that's funny because my next note is no time for creative projects.
Nice segue.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Corey?
Yeah.
What's your answer to that?
I'll second the sleep thing. I mean, that was, I definitely expected that. Everybody tells you that going into it, but like it is another level of just being tired all the time. And I think I went back to work 3 weeks. I think I had 3 weeks off, right? And yeah, was just getting through the day, like dead tired. And also, like, you know, just knowing that you're missing out on certain things. You know, I remember at one point Laura sent a video of our guy. It was like the same day. He like rolled over one morning, and then he laughed. The same. So I got these these back to back videos, and it was just a bummer, and knowing I was missing stuff like that. But there's only so much you can do, and my job is now allowed me to be around a lot more. So
yay,
that's good. Kind of making up for it.
Yeah, yeah. I think, there's just so many things. Like, one of the positive things is suddenly, you're watching a very treacly commercial and you start to tear up because you just filled up with so much love for another thing that it's overwhelming and amazing. And yeah, and then because I don't know, because I can't just be happy. I also go into existential places in my own mind, thinking about all the things I would get to see him do and in his life, and then the things that I might not be around for. So, thoughts like that, that kind of mess with you. So it's just you're emotionally kind of all over the place, and you're tired, mm-hmm. which makes you even more all over mm-hmm. the place, and. But you try to focus as much as you can on. I tried to focus as much as I could on just being helpful to Laura and spending as much time as I could with him and mm-hmm. So it's hard. If you go into it expecting that it's going to be hard, I think you're probably better off because it is. You won't be disappointed. Yeah, mm-hmm. and then you won't be shocked. It's just it's harder than you think it is, mm-hmm. but it's wonderful. It's just
it's more of everything that you thought it was.
That's right.
It's just magnified.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right.
I will say, I don't think this was the case with you, but I recently learned that any new parent can be diagnosed with postpartum depression, an adoptive parent, mm-hmm. Like a same-sex partner, an opposite-sex partner. Which is interesting because I don't know if you guys knew that. I didn't know that.
No, I mean, you always think of it as being attributed to a hormonal shift,
mm-hmm. right.
Something chemically going on with the body related to pregnancy
mm-hmm.
or birth, rather.
So, that is something I think to be aware of. Even if it's because I think a lot of people know about the baby blues for new moms, for birth mothers, but mm-hmm. I think because it's such a huge life shift, it's a good thing to keep an eye on. But
I don't know that I was depressed.
No, I actually don't think you were. I don't think you had clinical postpartum depression. It just reminded me that.
Yeah, no, I've never heard that. That's interesting. No.
Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why Storyworth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give Storyworth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted Storyworth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Alo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Alo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Alo Moves has to offer, visit alomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Alo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's alomoves.com, code BFP. alomoves.com, code BFP.
All right, what's next? Do we have another question?
Yes. Okay, we have this question from Casey on Instagram. She wants to know something I actually want to know too, which is, I want to know from your husbands, what are weird quirks that each of you have? I assume she means me and Shauna.
That's what Steve and I were debating. We're like, are they supposed to reveal quirks about us or quirks about themselves?
I mean, they're probably more interested in quirks about you two because they listen to the podcast and know you
I assumed
two.
It was about us.
Oh, well, regardless, I came up with quirks about Steve too. So if anyone wants to know, I got at least one nugget to share.
Air it. Okay.
Okay, who's going first?
Oh, I'll go
Wait.
First.
Oh,
so
Steve's...
I'm supposed to talk about a quirk you have? I don't like this.
It's a trap, Corey. It's a trap.
I'm there. Totally 100% normal with no quirks whatsoever.
Oh, okay. I got a couple. Okay.
Oh, very exciting.
All right, just spill it.
Oh, am I going to go first?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, okay. Go first, Corey.
Well, I mean, and these are very benign, but when Laura and I first started dating, I started realizing that there were cups of unfinished water everywhere, and for a while I thought I was dating Abigail Breslin in Signs. She is a avid water drinker and loves her water, but now she has one of those thermoses that everybody carries.
Yeah, I was going to say my Hydro Flask really solved that problem.
Yes, true. Yes, but. Oh yeah, there were water glasses everywhere.
Yeah, guilty.
It seems like. and she also loves opening cupboards but not closing them.
Oh God, that is me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate that about myself.
Shauna actually talked about this on the podcast, and then she runs into them. I don't think I run into the cupboards.
No, I don't think so. But,
yeah. Oh, it's so funny. We're just moving fast, trying to get things done. I mean,
yeah, I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, those are very, very.
Although it does become problematic when the cats get stuck in the cupboards.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. I'll try to be better about that.
Or toddlers, be careful.
Okay, good point. Okay, I need to know from Steve what Shauna's weird quirks are.
Me too.
These are the few that I came up with quickly. Shauna, this is really cute. Shauna won't touch her feet fully to the kitchen floor. She walks on the outsides of her feet because she has a thing about putting her feet completely down when she's barefoot. And sometimes I'll go over and I'll push them down. But it's really cute because her toes kind of splay out too. And it's just the most adorable thing.
I just hate being, I don't know, I hate observed. The feeling. Well, yeah, but yeah, I really hate that.
I'm watching you right now.
Notice that I'm doing that, but I don't
so
know.
So what is it? It's that you don't like being barefoot on tile?
I don't know. It's not
I
conscious.
I think it's probably like crumbs, right? Huh. Or like the expectation that you could feel.
I don't know.
Dirt
it just, like, I would definitely prefer to wear slippers or in the winter, like socks, than be barefoot in the house on like a hard surface. If I'm on a rug or a carpet, I don't mind being barefoot. But it is mostly in the kitchen, I guess, because that's where I stand still and do things, you know, like cook. I don't know. Just like my foot doesn't want to fully commit to that tile.
Commit to the floor.
I have no idea. It's weird. I think we've seen Elle doing it though. So I think it's either genetic or she's picking up on it.
I got a couple other funny ones real quick. And so, Shauna also swishes soda in her mouth before she swallows it to get rid of some of the bubbles. And for years I've been like, how do you do that? Because I tried it and it just makes more bubbles.
Yeah.
Smaller bubbles though.
Small.
They don't hurt as much.
I 100% don't understand.
The big carbonation bubbles are too big and they burn going down.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure if that's.
Yeah.
Again, a totally like unconscious thing that Steve lovingly brought to my attention by observing my existence.
Oh, okay. God. And then the last one. Shauna doesn't like a lot of repetitive horns in songs.
I don't know if that's a weird quirk. I feel like that's a pretty common concern.
What's like
how many horns?
What about like all the single ladies?
Okay, so if we're listening, no, pop songs are not included.
Oh no. I was thinking like air horns. You just mean like trombones.
Did you say air horns?
She
definitely doesn't like air
this.
Horns and songs.
I love multiple air horns.
Okay, no, literally just talked about air horns. That's why it's on my mind.
Oh,
yeah.
I
love multiple air horns in songs.
But no, like if we're listening to jazz and like some guy's just going nuts on the scales.
Indulgent.
And he's just
fucking
like.
Trumpet solos can kiss my ass.
Yeah. Like.
I have to just skip
I
ahead.
Lubed up my trumpet. My fingers are flying. Shauna's like Alexa Skip.
Yeah,
maybe you just don't like jazz.
She loves jazz.
That's not true. I do like jazz. I just don't like horny jazz.
She doesn't like masturbatory horn players.
I guess so. There you go. Well, do you guys want to know something I came up with about Steve? One of
I'm
his
dying.
Yes.
Yes.
I can't wait. Drag him.
Okay, so his laundry, his clothes consist of jeans, old T-shirts. Socks, etc.
Some new T-shirts.
He dries them on delicate.
That's true.
I'm like, what are you doing? It takes fucking forever. He's like, I can't go. My jeans are dry. I'm like, no shit. They'll be dry in 3 fucking hours.
You know why? You're keeping them supple. Is that what you're keeping them fresh?
You know, you gotta treat your jeans with respect. Yeah. No, it's because if they dry too hot, like our dryer doesn't let you change the temperature on normal mode. It only lets you do a cooler dry on delicate. And so I don't want my clothes to shrink. So I do it on delicate so my clothes don't shrink
Got it.
Because I'm a husky boy.
That's endearing.
Steve, I just thought of a podcast we could start.
Husky boys?
We'll talk about it after. No.
What is it?
Just dudes drying their clothes.
I love that. There's just a like a rattling and a hum in the back, and we're just talking about things while we dry our clothes.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh, I like it. There you go.
We'll call it Dry Town.
Dry Town. And we're not drinking.
Laura, do you have any about Corey?
Oh, gosh.
Bring the heat.
See, I thought this was about me, so I wasn't thinking about it. I have one that is Corey is so good about like doing the dishes and cleaning up, especially after like dinner and when I'm like nursing the baby to bed and stuff. And I'll come out, and the thing that's so interesting to me is that you have like a blind spot for stuff that's sitting on the side of the sink. You will clean everything, but there will be like 3 cups on the side of the sink completely untouched. And I just don't know how, like, I literally think you don't see them. Like, I think they're literally a blind spot.
At a certain point, I just am like, I'm done cleaning stuff and I'll get that stuff later.
But then I end up getting it later.
Or that happens.
Oh. Well, it's only 3 cups, Laura.
It's true. It's not a big deal.
I mean, you only nursed a baby. But
I'm only nourishing the baby. You guys, I just thought of another quirk.
Yes.
What?
This is better.
What?
You guys, this is like a good quirk. Sometimes I'll just like hear Corey scrolling through his phone. Like I'll see him scrolling and he's just laughing. And he's just laughing.
These are lies.
It's not true. It's 100% true.
What are you laughing at?
How's the highlights?
He's scrolling through his own Twitter feed.
No.
And laughing at his own joke.
That's so great. I actually love that so much.
That's amazing.
You guys should all follow Corey on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle?
Who else is it for, if not for me?
What's your Twitter handle these
days? I think it's just my name. I don't... I think my Twitter...
Oh, no. See, look. He's laughing.
Oh, are you Karma Karelian on Twitter?
No, I changed it to something even dumber. I'm not telling you. This is dumb.
You always complain you don't have enough followers.
For good reason, though. That's I understand why.
All right. Well, his real name is Corey Evett. You can Google him. I bet he'll come up.
Yeah.
Basically, if you find my Twitter, the only thing on my Twitter is me retweeting him. So, because I'm never on Twitter. Anyway, I'm sorry. I just remembered that when you were talking about. See, right now he's scrolling through his.
I'm trying to find a good one to like. There aren't any.
Okay, we have another audio question from Melissa.
Oh, yay.
Hi, Stephen, Corey. My name is Melissa. I'm from Toledo, Ohio. I have an almost 2-month-old named Asher. And I'm wondering if Laura or Shauna tried to drag you guys into any crazy experiments for the podcast.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
I kind of feel like just having kids is the craziest experiment you could partake in. And even though it wasn't for a podcast, it yielded the podcast. But, you know, no, not specifically for the podcast. No, I don't think so. But yeah, being a dad is just a fucking wild experiment.
That's true.
Yeah, I can't think of anything, right? Yeah, I don't feel like...
I can't think of anything either. Yeah.
I mean, this.
This is right here. This is...
This is crazy.
Bananas. I mean...
This is the weirdest thing I've done in a long time.
We might have to think of something, Laura, to...
Ooh,
that's true.
New segment.
New segment.
Experimental.
Yeah.
Drag the husbands in. Yes. Drag the dads in.
Drag the dads.
First experiment, right. Taste breast milk.
I could do it right now. We could get real crazy on
do it
podcast.
Right now.
Whoa.
Corey, do it right now. Do it right now.
What if I just like took my shirt off and sprayed it straight in my mouth?
Ah!
Yeah. Air slurp.
Okay, all right. This is getting graphic. Okay.
Well, that was so fun. I love our guys, don't you, Laura?
I do. It's true.
Yep.
Phew.
They're
I was
here.
Scared for a little bit. There was a pause
I don't believe that. That line reading.
I do. Most
no,
days.
No, I'm just... I, of course.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Listeners, thank you so much for all your questions and for listening to our show. We appreciate you so much, and we will see you again on Monday. Bye.
See you on Monday. Thanks for listening.